WHDD presents Susan Says.
I am enraged by the state of anarchy we are now living in. Definition of anarchy: state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority. Yeah, this interregnum, as they call it, between the election and the inauguration is anarchy. We have a treasonous, murdering piece of garbage who refuses to leave the White House. And by the way, they are now projecting 20 million cases of COVID by Christmas. Think of it. Wear your damn mask, people. Second of all, never in American history has a president refused to leave. And this disgusting party of his sycophants is enabling this. He's collecting money for his legal bills. Are you kidding me? It's money to stuff his fat face with McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever the hell he eats. Go away, you thug, you bad lounge act with your orange skin and the bird nest on your head. I am so angry. I don't really want to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to watch him. I'm not going to listen to him. What's the point? Networks should not cover him unless he's conceding. It's anarchy. Now to the good news. Joe Biden, elegant, decent, caring, and well-tailored. That is nice to see. I hope he will be allowed to govern. With the turtle in the Congress, it's not a sure thing. We have to win in Georgia. Two good candidates. I've contributed to them both. I am sort of past the PTSD or Trump derangement syndrome or whatever. I'm exhausted. I'm sick of it. Most of us are. But who in the hell are those other 70 million? What possibly could be wrong with them? I have no illusions that we'll really be a nation again. I think we're forever destroyed. I really do. And they could be on the streets with guns, if you know what I mean. The lawsuits are frivolous, unwinnable. There will be no findings of cheating or any change in the number of votes. It won't make a difference. The rest of the world is happy. We should be too. Mary, his niece, doesn't put it past him to do something dangerous around the world. Let's hope the military stops it. And they're not allowing security briefings to the new people in the administration or any information. They should go to jail, bar any of them, lock them up. And he's firing people and replacing them with sycophants to do what? Who knows? This is scary, people, really scary. On a personal note, another old friend of mine, Alex Trebek, left us. Good guy, smart guy, and fun, good at his job, and very brave to the end. So this is the end for me. Well, you know, not the end, but I'm mad as hell. I can't take it anymore, obviously.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.